The AFL's been given the green light by the Victorian government to have half-full stadiums for the upcoming men's season. The MCG will be able to host 50,000 fans for matches. More ABC News at 1 o'clock.
Thanks for that, Wendy. Now, with 7 fruit fly detections in imported fruit from Victoria in the last 10 days, South Australia's industry is obviously a bit jumpy when it comes to imported fruit. Farmers markets, though, want to let people know. Perhaps people might be a bit nervous about buying fruit, but at recognised farmers markets, all the produce there is South Australian. Executive Officer of the Adelaide Showgrounds Farmers Market, Christine Robertson, has been watching this. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What have these fruit fly outbreaks and the detection of larvae in fruit consignments from interstate meant for farmers markets?
Look, it's really interesting. First and foremost, we are a farmers market, and it's quite different between a produce market. So a farmers market means that the growers, the farmers that are in the market selling the fruit, they're the ones that actually grow it. And as a farmers market in South Australia, they must grow their fruit in South Australia. So they don't sell anything that's imported from any other farmer or any other state. They grow it themselves. So that's really important. So the stuff that's coming in through Aldi, Coles, Woolworths and some produce market will never ever appear in a farmers market like the Adelaide Showground Farmers Market. That's really important. So, but of course there's the perception. People think that, you know, people are bandying around this word farmers market. They think that it might be. Well, it's not. We only sell fruit that the farmers that are in our market grow. But the trouble is fruit coming in from interstate, if that fruit fly then gets out, it has the ability to then infect more areas in South Australia, and that affects our farmers and their income.
With children unable to take fruit in their lunchboxes, for instance, and if you live in one of the red zones, you're unable to really move any fruit around or you have to remove any of the ripe fruit from your backyards at the moment, what effect is that having on farmers' markets? Are people not buying fruit because they're not going to be able to take it to work or school?
It's interesting. What we're finding is that the parents are becoming really inventive in how they send fruit to school with kids so they can cook it. They're buying fruit, for example. We have a one storeholder, they make fruit straps, so it's processed fruit that's then dried and in fruit straps. Completely not an issue with fruit fly. You know, they're cooking it or stewing it, so the kids are taking stewed apple or stewed pears or whatever to school with them. There's lots of ways that you can actually produce fruit from the fresh fruit that you buy into something that you can actually have the kids take to school. Is it affecting them buying it? Look, slightly, but not a lot.
And given there are restrictions on some fruit growing areas like the Riverland and some parts of the Adelaide Hills as well, is that affecting some of the access to fruit that you normally have at your market?
Unfortunately, it is. We've currently got two storeholders that would normally, or producers that normally sell stone fruit at this time of the year, and we've got customers that desperately want to buy their stone fruit. Unfortunately, they're not able to come to the market at the moment because they are in a fruit fly area, even though they don't themselves have fruit fly in their farms and on their produce, but they can't bring it into our area from a red zone. And also, too, you know, we've got other producers that are just outside that zone. They're in a yellow zone, for example, or they might be in a green zone that are, you know, not too far. And if the fruit fly was to spread, then it would impact them coming. And, of course, the fact that the storeholders are not able to come to the farmers market means that impacts our income as well and the ability for us to maintain a stable and steady environment for people to shop. So there is long-term impact on it, and certainly we're watching it very, very carefully to see how it is being maintained and controlled by PIRSA, and we're really hoping that they get on top of it very quickly.
Do you think you could quantify in dollar terms the effect it's had on the market?
It's interesting. If, in fact, fruit fly was just to proliferate around South Australia and a whole stack of the people that we've got who sell fruit and vegetables that could be fruit fly hosts, it would mean a loss to the market of over $100,000.
Wow, but that would mean quite a big escalation from where we are at the moment.
Oh, that's a massive escalation. And to be perfectly honest, it's highly unlikely that that would ever happen. That's like worst case scenario.
You've just done the modelling for your worst case scenario.
Yeah, we have. We have to do the modelling, and in fact, we're doing it constantly. We're looking at what if the fruit fly area expanded just a few, like 5 kilometres or 10 kilometres. We've looked at that, and we've looked at the next expansion. So we're constantly aware of what impact, as risk management, of what impact the fruit fly will have on us in a financial way. But not only that, in a way that it affects the experience for people to come to the market. So at the end of the day, we're a business, a very successful business, and we need to make sure that we're on top of these things at all times.
Well, thank you for your time today. Hopefully this fruit fly issue does resolve itself very quickly. It's quite a serious one, the most serious one we've seen in years, so hopefully it's able to be combated quickly. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Executive Officer of the Adelaide Showgrounds Farmers Market, Christine Robertson, speaking there. Now, we're going to head north now. Research